All right, Dominic.
DJ.
So we're going to say welcome, everyone, to the late night show with Canada's Restaurant Guy and Dominic.
Cheers.
We have a... You like that opening? At least I get the title right this time.
And Dominic, yeah.
Like Ed McMahon.
I don't want to be compared to him. Holy shit.
Just give me, you know, I got to change my audio here. So we have people on TikTok. So say hi to everyone on TikTok.
Hi, everybody on TikTok.
Let's just do this here. There you go. Say that again.
Hey, everybody on TikTok.
There we go. Oh,
I can see your screen on there. So I don't know.
There you go. There you go. So we're live on Instagram right now. So I see you over there on Instagram. So welcome everyone on Instagram and on LinkedIn. I think we have everyone on LinkedIn here. All fired up as well. So welcome both different channels that we have, and as well as on TikTok. Hi everyone on TikTok. Welcome to the late night show. You know what? We have a topic today that I really think that I like it. Dominic and me have talked about it, I don't know, only 500,000 times. I think it's true though. Can any restaurant have a podcast? Dominic said, here we go. That's the show, guys.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, yeah, we're done.
That's it. That's a wrap.
Yes. And maybe the question should be, not only can they, should they? And I think the answer is also yes. Should. And I think the biggest reason would be for me that you need to be visible everywhere and not just on Facebook and not just, you know, once every 6 months because you remember to post. I think it needs to be daily across multiple channels.
Awesome. So good topic tonight. Please join us on Instagram and on LinkedIn. Throw our comments up there. We can see your comments that come across. If you want to ask Dominic anything about food safety as well, it's not a bad idea. But if you do want to ask us or throw your comments in there, we do want you to participate tonight so you can't just show up and leave. And that seems same with everyone on TikTok, which we've got 18 people, I think, joining us right now. And welcome everyone there. I don't know how I waved to you. There you go. Waved to you on my screen. But yeah, on TikTok, can and should every restaurant have its own podcast? I have got a list of reasons, Dominic. A list. Like a huge list. Of why I think it's valuable. Right? I think it's, first of all, easy. Okay, let's start. Let's get through this because there's a lot to get through here. A lot of heavy content here. And anyone that's joining us, please throw in your comments. Please ask us questions. Tell us that we're crazy. Tell us if we're batshit nuts. Can every restaurant and should every restaurant have its own podcast? So here's my...
And this isn't a podcast, right? This is like a live...
This is not a podcast, just so you know.
Yeah, this is a live...
Make sure that goes across the pod. This is not a podcast.
Yeah, this is not a podcast.
No.
It's a live event. It could be converted to a podcast after the fact, I think.
Could, but it's not.
Yeah. Well, the cool thing is, you know, we'll talk about it, is that once you make this content, and it doesn't have to be long, you can repurpose it, you know, hundreds of different ways.
Yeah, we're going to get through all that. We'll get through the marketing, everything else.
Go.
How was your day? But first of all, how was your day, Dominic, today?
My day was better today. We warmed up in Calgary. I don't know what happened in Edmonton, but we came from minus 40 to minus 20. So it was awesome.
Yeah. It was a little better.
A little warmer.
The minus 22 felt like summer here, just so you know.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. Rolled the window down.
What crazy. Yeah. Well, we were spoiled, I think, for most of December and, you know, probably even most of November for cold weather. I think it's been relatively mild for a couple months of winter, so we're paying the price.
I have to go to Calgary tomorrow, and if I see anyone on a motorbike, I'm going to lose it. Right? It's happened.
You should buy him a coffee or a beer or something and congratulate him for being so freaking brave. And or, you know, ask him if there's
it something. Happens. It always happens. Every bloody April, he goes on the deer foot. There goes the guy in the motorbike. And then he makes the news.
Yeah.
He makes the news, right? He's out there freezing. And they, you know, it always happens, and we love it for that. But so, that, well, that's good. You had a warm day.
Warmer, good weekend, relatively, good weekend sure. though?
Good weekend?
Yeah, good weekend. I haven't been to the office since Thursday afternoon. I took most really? Of the day Friday with to be with my my grandson and part of Saturday for that, and then just sort of there was a weather kind of grid alert in Alberta for most of Alberta on Friday, if anybody Saturday, I guess, if anybody didn't see that, where the government asked people to conserve power to make sure we didn't have brownouts, and people responded pretty quickly, I think was the cool thing. But you know, uncool was to see, you know, downtown Calgary lit up like a bloody Christmas tree, and nobody, you know, none of those big
buildings. Anyone call that out?
Yeah, they did. It was all over TikTok and Facebook, and kind of, I don't know about Instagram because I'm not on there too much, but I know that, you know, there was some sarcasm there, to say the least, about, you know, the little guys, people at home turning off their lights and conserving energy. And here you got, you know, these towers with half the lights on, you know, on a Saturday night when there's nobody there. So
it's awesome. Well, we turned everything off at our house. I actually did do it for the first time, and I'll be honest, usually I don't.
Yeah, right? So did
I. Everyone's like that. Oh, someone else is going to do it.
We did, which was cool. You know, they saw.
Did you see how much it dropped though?
It's crazy, which tells you the power of communication, really, right?
Well, the power, yes, it does, but it also talks about, you know, we all get together and do something. The 100%. Power it has when we need to step up. And 100%. You know what? That's almost like the relationship of what's happening in the industry, in the food service and the restaurant industry in Canada right now. This is not a good week. And a lot of people don't realize what this week is. January 18th is the deadline for the restaurateurs. If they did borrow the CERB, we call it CERB?
CEBA. I think it
was called. CEBA?
Yeah.
There's a lot of things I like to call it. But... it is due in full. Is it due in full?
It's due in full.
Due in full this week on the 18th. And the Restaurants Canada tried everything in their power to offset it, get it pushed away, do whatever they can. They did an incredible job, but unfortunately it's not, it has to be paid this 18th. So it's a tough week for a lot of people, and there's a lot of stress out there. So hopefully we can shed a few laughs. Have a lot of people join us on TikTok and on Instagram and on LinkedIn and stuff like this. Well, and just talking about
election time, don't forget how the government let you down. I think that's the important part. Not that anybody might do or not do better. Obviously, the opposition is saying they could do better, but I think really important that people remember how the government let a lot of people down around a lot of these things. Yeah. After the pandemic, forcing people into loans at commercial rates, and, you know, giving up the forgivable part of that, not extending it, you know, donating billions around the world and forgetting about a really important industry right here in Canada.
Yeah. One of the most, like, there's a lot of things the industry does. So it is a tough week, Dominic. Yeah. I put out a message on my LinkedIn yesterday, just thinking of everyone, because it's a lot of stress. A lot of stress goes with obviously financials and everything else. And a lot of these people, here's the thing that I think a lot of people, and trust me, I'm guilty. I think a lot of people forget that these are livelihoods, and a lot of people are connected to one restaurant.
Yeah.
A lot of people are employed by one restaurant. A lot of people feed a lot of families with one restaurant. And it's tough when you hear one restaurant having to make a decision, because this possibly could close a restaurant or really cut headcount, cut a lot of things. So it's a lot of decisions. There's probably a lot of people that are losing a lot of sleep and stuff, and we're feeling it for them, and it kills me. So anyways, we're going to talk about something totally different then. We're going to talk about, yeah, we'll leave that for a different story. We'll leave that for the TV. But we're going to talk about, should your restaurant and could your restaurant have its own podcast, and the millions of reasons why I think it should. I think it should.
Yeah.
So Dominic's with me on this. I don't think too many people are going to be against it.
Well, we're a safety company, and we got one.
You got one.
But, you know, when we first talked about it, I had never thought about it until I talked to you. And I just said, why can't we have one? And you said, well, you could and should. And, you know, away we went.
You could and should.
Yeah, for sure. And it was literally, for me, I was lucky enough to have you to say, here's how easy it is, because I always thought it might be complicated. And, you know, a couple of weeks later, we were up and running. But maybe it was even 1 week later, we were up and running. So I think the cool part is it's a lot easier than you think.
Exactly. So let's go. So first of all, it's easy.
Yeah.
So first of all, to everyone that's watching tonight, everything, what do you think? It's really easy to do a podcast. And here's the best part that I find about doing
like this.
Sorry?
Or even a live event, right?
Or a live event or whatever it is. Like we're not doing a podcast right now. Yeah. It may look like a podcast. It's not a podcast. But I tell you, it's really easy to do. So every restaurant can have its own podcast.
Yeah.
And the best part is it doesn't cost anything. The hosting fee can range. There's some cost there to hosting, hosting your fee. There is the ability to edit. And those editing softwares are not that expensive. And you may want to just do live events, which you don't need to add anything. You just do it live like we are tonight and hope for the best.
Is there no cost to run this live on LinkedIn and TikTok right now?
For TikTok, no. Doesn't cost anything. So everyone on TikTok, hi again. On Instagram, no. There's requirements you do need. I forget the requirements on Instagram for, we could probably Google it. How many
people are there something like requirements, or is there a money requirement? What's the requirement?
No.
Sorry.
No, it's just followers.
Oh, okay.
Right. TikTok, you need to, I think it was, they might've changed. It was 2000. You need it for followers before you could go on TikTok live.
Really?
A lot of these restaurants already have it, Dominic. They already have the DNA, let's say, to be able to have these services. So it doesn't cost you anything on TikTok. LinkedIn, I think you have to have 1,000 maybe people, connections, 1,000 connections, I think it is, on LinkedIn. And then you can have that feature. I think it is, might be a little bit more. But they're easy. A lot of these people already have these numbers.
And how about if I didn't have those numbers, can I still run a podcast?
You still can, yes. You just can't do it live like we are.
Like on Facebook or something?
Yeah. Well, no, you just store it. You just run a podcast. So you would just record it and then download it to a server. Like I use Buzzsprout. Some people use Anchor. Some people use, there's a thousand of them.
Is Buzzsprout free?
Buzzsprout is not free, but you can look at sites that will offer free and they'll give you a limitation. But for X amount of dollars, it's not very much. It's a couple of Starbucks coffees for the base model. And then you can go up.
Like, are we talking like under $20 a month or something?
It depends on how many you do.
Okay.
Right, like they only give you so many hours.
Gotcha.
Right, because they're in the business too, right?
Yeah.
So they can only do so.
Well, most of these services have some sort of free account to start, right?
Yeah, you can start right now. Here's the killer, cool thing. So you say, okay, whatever, let's buy the big one. Because you can buy. It doesn't matter. You can keep buying. Like I buy mine, right? Because I do more shows than a few. And you can buy more airtime, let's say. But what happened, then you just offset it with advertising products from your restaurant and make deals with companies to offset the cost and say for X amount of much per show, I'll advertise your brand. I'm not getting paid by Red Bull, but you can advertise for them.
Should we put a piece of black paper over that sign until they start paying you?
Exactly. Call it red pig or what? Get rid of the balls. But what I'm saying, like, so there really is a great way to generate profits from it. Doesn't cost you anything. Now the reach. Okay. So talk about the reach. You have someone on your show that is like, so you're in your restaurant. Okay. We're going to do a podcast now. Do it from your restaurant. Why not? Grab a booth. I would do it in the booth. So booths are perfect. Couple mics.
I would do it in the kitchen. But the booth would be cool too.
Well, kitchen would be cool too. I never thought of that.
No, yeah. The only reason I would do it in the kitchen is because if it depends on who you're talking to, obviously. But if people that are interested in your kitchen, especially if you, first off, it better be clean and it better be spotless. I think that's the first thing, right? Because you obviously want to make a good impression. But if you have you have people in your kitchen, some of them are going to be shy, but I think a lot of them are going to be showmen and show people that are excited to be at part of your podcast. If they're part of your team, you get to empower them and show them off, right? And what they're doing, especially if you got a signature dish or if you've got something cool happening or they've been there a long time, you could do an easy podcast just celebrating them. And they're going to be thrilled. And people, you know, a lot of people are going to be interested in seeing that. Hey, here's Bob. He's been with us for 5 years. And he does such a great job. He shows up every day. Here's what he does for us. People love him because of X. You know, there's some easy things to talk about in your business. It doesn't just have to be about your food, right?
Now, you're right. And that brings me to another point. I was reading this thing today. So your restaurant, they call it brand. Your restaurant has a story to tell. Mm-hmm. A restaurant has a million stories to tell.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know if you guys ever sat down with an owner operator or a chef. Whew. Like their stories are incredible. And a lot of them came from different countries to start these. We write books. The book I'm reading right now is all about immigrants coming to Canada, you know, after the war or during the war, World War II, and, you know, coming into Canada and creating these amazing restaurants we love today, right? A lot of most of the food that we eat today is from Europe, right? Or overseas, right?
Yeah. And I think now we're starting to see Africa and Asia, and we're starting to see that. I guess the impact of a lot of those other places that maybe 30, 40 years ago weren't the norm, right? Like you say, most of it was European-based, but now we're seeing the influence of tons of other cultures here in Canada specifically. I think that's starting to be pretty, you know, it's starting to become mainstream, some of the other cultures we're seeing in our food that as a kid, I would have never ever seen. In Thunder Bay, like you would have never seen even food from sushi. India. Well, sushi maybe 15 years ago in Thunder Bay, like where I'm from. But before that, like, you know, we're talking about the 90s or 80s. No way. 90s?
No?
Mm-mm. Not Thunder Bay. It was like a meat potato town, right? You, the most you would have seen would have been, you know, the Italian or the Chinese food, a little bit of but mostly sort of like the European, Ukrainian, that would have been the thing, and some Finnish, because that was the immigrant population there. But, you know, would you have seen food from India or Southeast Asia? No. The only thing Asian you would have seen would have been Chinese and maybe not even Thai. I'm going to say 20 years ago, I don't think there was Thai in Thunder Bay. You would have seen it in the big cities, but that's just getting there in the last, I'm going to say, 10 or 15 years. And now you've got Filipino food there. Like, you know, we've got lots of Filipino food there. But in some places, that food never got to those cities until, you know, that obviously the new immigrants and new Canadians started opening restaurants to introduce that food to the other immigrants and new Canadians that were coming to the city, right? And then other people was like, holy crap, this is pretty good.
So we have ethnic stories and different diverse stories that we can include in your restaurant podcast, which is crazy too, right? You think about those stories. Now, I got some stats here, Dominic. I came prepared. I'm going to ask you trivia, a little trivia game with you. What percentage of Canadians have listened to a podcast at least once?
Oh, I bet you that's high. I'm going to say 75%.
71.
Wow. Okay. What's the prize?
Sorry?
What's the prize? Is it bragging rights?
I'm going to give you one of these hydrogen water bottles.
A new one? One?
Did you get one?
No. I want one.
You're going to get one.
I want the good one. Okay. Yeah, that's the one I want.
In the glow. Yeah,
perfect. That's the one I want.
It's awesome. Okay, we'll get you one. How many monthly podcasters, listeners in Canada spend at least 5 hours a week?
Wow.
Listening to podcast. What percentage?
How many people or percentage again?
Percentage of monthly podcast listeners.
Like 1 hour per week.
5 hours.
Oh, 5 hours per week.
Oh, that's a lot of podcasts. That's one a day.
I bet you 25%.
29.
Wow. That's a lot.
Okay. Next one. This is a good one. So we look at the age group. What's the age group? If you ran a restaurant today, Dominic, what age are you going after? You going after me?
Probably not. I'm going to say 18 to 49, like that. Okay.
So the age group... What is the largest demographic age group? You hit 18. To what? 18 to what? Listens to podcast. What?
35. 18
30.
to 35.
18 to 34.
Okay.
Year old is the highest monthly podcast listeners, yeah, making the largest demographics.
I know my daughter. Well, both of my daughters, I don't know if my son listens a lot, but my youngest daughter, I think she listens to 3 or 4 different podcasts every week.
Yeah, I know. I you know what? I just had a couple of guys I met with this week working on some projects, and they're like, they like religiously listen to these podcasts, almost like we used to binge watch TV shows.
Yep. Yeah, I think it seems to be. You know, I don't know what the numbers are on the TV and the sort of streaming services for, you know, like Netflix and Amazon and all those. But I think people are dropping some of those in favor of listening to podcasts, only because they don't want to rot their brain like watching TV. I think they want to learn stuff from a podcast without necessarily sitting there and watching, right? Because listening allows you to listen in your car, allows you to listen at work, allows you to listen and do other things versus, you know, watching television and sort of having to focus on the TV. So that there's some benefits to listening to a podcast that allows you to do other things. But I think the bigger thing is, for me, it's learning more versus.
Yeah. So here's the interesting part. The way that they put it is that we've entered the age of brand intimacy.
Hmm.
That's a good line. Here is a crazy number. What is the podcasting advertising revenue in Canada in 2023?
Oh, it's going to be in the billions, I bet. It's like $4.5 billion.
It's just catching on in Canada.
30 million.
$127 million in revenue right now for advertising on podcasts.
Yeah, my original number is going to be like $4.5 billion or something, but $5 billion, but $137 million?
$127 million, yeah.
I'd like to, like, that was in 2023.
Yeah.
That was just last year. Okay. I bet you underestimate. That's in Canada. Is the US number like billions?
Well, let's find out. Let's give me a second here and I'll ask.
I bet you that growth is exponential, though. I bet you the number this year will double. in Canada even.
Okay.
But do you think a restaurant should look at doing a podcast just for the sake of revenue or more?
No, brand awareness?
Yeah.
No, okay. I would say that to me, that's like a bonus.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. I don't think that should be your goal from a.
No, I'll go through some goals here. I got some really interesting facts here too. Just wait a second. It's going to pull up the number here on what that number is in the United States. What do you think it is? First of all, guessing.
Well, I'm going to say 10 times whatever the Canada rate was.
So a billion?
Yeah. It's like 3.7 or something, right?
2.2.
How much?
2.2B.
So it's more than 10 times. It's like, what is that? Almost 20 times.
$2.2 billion advertising revenue in 2023 alone.
Yeah.
Just in the United States.
I think the Canadian number is probably underreported. And I think we're like a lot of other things. I think we're behind kind of the trend. And if there was more Canadian content for everything, not just for, you know, not just for kind of the cool things, people would listen and watch because there's choice.
100%. So
especially if it's local, right? If it's local about things I'm curious about, then people are going to gobble it up.
Okay. Let's go to this one. Podcasting impacts brands. Okay. This is the brand of the restaurant. Here we go. These are Canada numbers, just so you know. So not US. The last one was. That's a doozy. I'm going to keep that one. That's a good number. Listener. Okay, here we go. The lift of your brand. So recognition. Generates a lift in awareness. What do you think the percentage is in your lift of awareness on your brand, on your restaurant brand? By having a podcast, what do you think the lift is?
20%. 50%,
60%?
20, at least 20, but probably closer to 50.
89% lift on your brand.
Well, there's the only reason to do it. Like if you you should start with that one. Cause yeah, I would say if you got a 20% lift, you would be doing better than any advertising ever.
This is better than any advertising on TV.
And it could be free.
And it could be free. Yeah, exactly. Right.
Right. And you know, we talk about authenticity and all those other things. If you did, one a week, that'd be cool. If you could do one daily for half an hour, the impact's going to be massive.
Hunter, huge, huge. Brand consideration. What do you think the percentage is on brand consideration? So they're going to consider your restaurant based on the brand, going to go there. What percentage? It's going to lift.
I would say like 20 or 30% again.
57%.
Wow.
Okay. Brand favorability.
Oh, it's over 50 again.
No, it's only 24.
Really?
Oh. Purchase intent. Now, this is if you're doing commercials. I'm assuming that's what I meant. Now, commercials have very little impact on TV anymore.
Yeah, I was going to say, but even in it, so that's why I would say don't, if I was a.
Purchase intent. So this is where I'd be very careful if you're trying to sell things like they do on TikTok.
Yeah.
Now that's different.
I wouldn't do it for my restaurant. I would just say, come down and, you know, here's some sort of offer for listening to us.
It's only 14% lift. Yeah. It's still a lift. It's still a lift though.
100%. But who if I was a business and if that was selling things for my own business and I got a 14% increase of people intending to buy, that would be massive.
89% lift on your brand awareness. You know how much money people pay to have their brand recognized?
It's crazy.
Huge. Unbelievable. All right. Okay. Here we go. So 25% are weekly listeners who listen to an average of blank podcasts per week.
Three.
Seven.
Seven. Seven different podcasts. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Well, I, you know, my like I said, my daughter does three or four consistently. I tend to do the ones that are, you know, interesting to me around food and travel and aviation, like I've said before, for some dumb reason. I'm not sure why. You know, how planes work and
stuff. That's like awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Let me just say hi, everyone. We're so just a couple things here to note on today's show. First of all, welcome to the late night show with Canada's Restaurant Guy and Dominic. Here's the cool part about tonight is we're talking about, can your restaurant have a podcast or should have a podcast? And we're just going through some stats right now. So message us on Instagram, LinkedIn, throw a comment up there. I see a lot of people joining us on Instagram. So thank you for joining us over there on Instagram live as well on TikTok. You know, we've got quite a few over here. Thank you on TikTok. Throw your comments up there, questions. I see everyone that's, hey, DC just joined over here on TikTok. Thanks so much. Kyle, I think, just joined us over on Instagram Live. Thank you so much over there. Now, the interesting part on this, I want to get back to this stat. This is a crazy statistic. So we're just going through some stats right now just to see if your restaurant can have a podcast or should have a podcast. The numbers are telling us yes. Mm-hmm. So Dominic, when you remember back when you got the mute button to mute on your TV commercials, right? Remember that day? I was like, wow, this is cool. You can mute commercials. What is the percentage of listeners turn off or skip advertising on podcasts?
Oh, it's probably lower than you'd think it would be. I'm going to say 40%.
17%.
Wow. That means 83% listen.
Yes. We're gonna turn this commercials on our podcast.
Well,
but here's the thing: the trick is that
now I would say, you know, again, build your own podcast and put 2 15-second of your own advertisements in there. Talk about your restaurant, and then just, you know, have two
about events, specials.
Come and visit us. You know, it's Tuesday night. Here's the promo that's going on there. There's a happy hour going on, whatever it might be. Or there's, you know,
I'll show you.
Or mention our podcast and get 15 or 20% off, whatever it is, right?
I'm going to throw up one right now, really quick one, just up on the screen here. Me and Dominic can take a drink of water. I'm going to show you one here, just how we did it. You don't need to do this. You can do video, which I recommend. We didn't, but you can hear if you want to listen to this. Here's one we did with floating leaf waffles that they made from this new grain they have. So here we go. Okay, foodies, get ready. We're going to introduce you to something that's just amazing. Introducing Floating Leaf's Pancake, Waffle, and Muffin Mix. All three in one. Yeah. It's a culinary masterpiece crafted with care and culinary ingenious. This mixture features a blend of rice flour, potato starch, and wild rice, flax meal, and more. Each element creates a symphony. Yeah. Play those tunes, people. Of flavors that is both light and fluffy. We want fluffy waffles with a nutty undertone. Floating Leaf is also a Canadian family business, if you didn't know, that's passionate about being local and producing local products. Their mix is gluten-free, GMO-free, and boosts just 1% sodium, which is good for people that are reduced on salt, but offering a savory profile suitable for all the dishes you want. All the dishes you want. Why wouldn't you use this product? I have no idea. It only boosts 140 calories, 0.0 or 0.5 of fat, and 3 grams of protein. This mixture is also a source of your dietary fiber, adding a wholesome touch to your meals. You can just sprinkle it in there as well. Experience this restaurant. Dominic.
Cool. Was that built for them in PowerPoint and then like with a voiceover?
Just threw it up and I did the ad read for it and just recorded it. It was nothing like, I would just do it in person like we're doing right now.
Yeah.
I'm like, Dominic, you ever try Floating Leaf Wild Rice? You'd be like, no.
No.
Well, let me tell you about it. It's this awesome rice that Folding Leaf has got that's made from grains. And you know what's awesome? You know, you shouldn't be using white rice, first of all. White rice sucks.
Yeah.
Right? You need to use these five grain blends because it adds more value. It may cost you a little bit more to get on a plate, but it's going to add dollars and dollars to your menu.
So in my restaurant, I could ask a customer. I can ask somebody in the kitchen. I can ask my host or hostess. I can ask the bartender. You can ask anyone. Exactly. Of doing it, why people should come down. Yeah, it's cool. I think there's your imagination is your limit on what you could do, I think, around
100%.
And again, if you you mentioned the reason first in that what was the number? 87% listen to a podcast?
Yeah, 83.
83. Yeah.
Oh, listen, 83. So 71% listen to a podcast in Canada.
Yeah.
83 do not skip the commercial. 80% don't skip the commercial.
So that like that number should be your it should be your reason to do one. I think it's an untapped market that local businesses, not just restaurants for that matter. You know, any food, really any business, never mind any food service business. You know what? I was watching one on TikTok about a company in North Bay, in Sudbury, and they're called Northern Snow. Anyway, what they do is they snowblow driveways in Sault Ste. Marie. It's wild. It's crazy.
Seriously? And they show it live on TikTok?
Well, yeah, they do some live, but they've got their little shorts that are 3 minutes or 2 minutes where they've probably got 50 or 60 of them within 2 years. So I think they're doing like one or two a week now. They're doing more, and they have a podcast that I just started watching. But they're talking about basically customer service and what they do for their customers, but it's cool. Like here I am, a food service guy, watching a video about people that are cleaning home customers, not even commercial customers. They're cleaning driveways with snowblowers attached to tractors. So they're not doing it with a plow truck. They're not doing it with little snowblowers. They're not doing it with sweepers. They've done this specialized thing where they're specifically targeting homes. The point being, I watched, I don't know, 20 videos about that business just because of how they did it and what they were describing. But for me, I was watching because the person was talking about customer service and what they were doing for their customers and how they were treating their customers and how they were building their business by basically from a customer service perspective, right? These guys have no business of being in business with that model, but it's working because they've put the customer first and they're telling the customer what they do and they've made a promise to their customer and they're delivering on that. So they went from maybe 300 contracts for cleaning of snow if there's 5 centimeters or more 4 years ago to 3,000 plus annual contracts in Sault Ste. Marie. That's, I think, maybe 85 or 100,000 people. I'm not sure what the number is. But it's a massive number for a basically a small city. They've got 3,000 annual customers in a small city focused on individual homes versus commercial customers. So everybody in that business would normally go after a commercial business to have business. And these guys just did the opposite. They said, hey, you know what? That's saturated. The people that need help are seniors and people with families and people that we get lots of snow in this city. And these people, we could do their snow and we could do it. If we have scale, we can do a lot of them. And they're successful at it. So I think the cool thing is they're spreading that word via social media.
Wow.
So like you say, every restaurant should have a podcast. I think you're right. And I think it's really, it's every business should, because the people that I'm in Calgary and I'm watching this thing about how these guys do snow in Sault Ste. Marie. I'm not going to be their customer, but I know about them.
I know that's the beauty. You get to know about them. You get to know. You get to talk.
This is, you have to. You talk about branding. I think the power is that if you're not doing anything and you rely on traditional advertising, whatever that might be, coupons or flyers or just word of mouth or sort of that four walls advertising that you know used to be sort of the buzz, or guerrilla marketing, whatever that was. I think times have evolved a lot since that those sort of concepts came out, and you have to harness the power that's there in not only social media but really live, you know, not podcasts like this, live podcasts, live TikTok, live Facebook, maybe across multiple channels if you could through, I don't know if that happens at Buzzsprout or whatever that might be, but you should seriously look at, I need to get the word out about my business and here's how I can do it. And not be intimidated by the fact that it's a new medium that you've never used. Because back to what we said earlier, it might be intimidating, but the reality is it's easy.
So here's some things to think about, Dominic. I'm going to share some of the things that you can do with your podcast if you have one for your restaurant.
Cool.
So we talked about chef interviews and cooking tips.
Mm-hmm.
That would just be a show itself.
And
you do that on Tuesdays.
Cooking exactly. tip. Tuesdays. Say, yeah. Pick a night, right?
Cooking tip Tuesdays.
Awesome.
With Chef Dominic. Behind the scenes stories. Share stories about the restaurant's origin, challenges faced, successes, and future plans.
Cool.
This can help listeners feel more connected to your brand.
100%.
No, so today I did a recording for another podcast, and we did this lady, and I have to do a shout out to Evelyn Chick for The Love of Cocktails. Dominic, this is a must-have book about mocktails, cocktails. She makes it easy. Incredible. World's best cocktail artist, 2015.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah, I got to meet her today. Anyways, the number three point here is food and beverage education. Educate listeners about various cuisines, food pairings, wine selections, and the art of mixology. From your restaurant? Are you kidding me? This can position your restaurant as a knowledgeable authority in the food and beverage industry in your community. Here's a good one. My favorite. Customer stories and reviews.
Agree.
I like customer experiences, testimonials, and reviews. This can be an authentic way to showcase the impact of your restaurant on its patrons. I'm starting this right away at the restaurant here in Edmonton.
Cool.
And I swear to God, we're going to create a buzz. That's good stuff.
We did that. We also did that, I think, with a couple of our customers, right?
Yes, you did.
We talked about them and what they're doing. No, we 100%. Talked a little bit about food safety, but really more about what they're doing and what their successes and challenges are, because, again, that translates across multiple, like everybody's going to feel and understand where you're coming from. As much as you think, well, who wants to know about what my challenges in the restaurants are? And the reality is almost anybody that watches that is going to connect with that, whether they're
customers
or not, right?
Well, it's like the old TV shows that we connected when they were doing those. This is just on steroids and the real thing. It's not that.
Yeah.
You know, so number five. Supplier spotlights. Share insights about where your ingredients come from. Farmers. Yeah. Focusing on local suppliers, organic produce, and sustainable practices. This can appeal to the environmentally conscious customer.
Yeah. And I
holy smokes, Tom, that's a good one.
Well, I would talk about the environment, but I would if you're talking about your local suppliers, you know, leave the big box guys out of it and the broadline distributors out of it. They might be great suppliers to you that are helping you source local because you don't necessarily know where to go. But if you have a connection to a local supplier, again, some of your customers are going to connect with that and understand why it's important and what might be separating you from everybody else.
100%. Okay. Number six, seasonal and special menus. Talk about your seasonal menus, special holiday offerings, or any unique dish that are temporarily available.
Yep.
This can create excitement and anticipation among your listeners. That's awesome. Event and promotional updates is number seven. Use the podcast or your podcast, your restaurant podcast, to inform listeners about upcoming events, promotions, and special discounts. Love this. Guest interviews. Didn't we say this one?
We
had customer stories. This was guest interviews. Invite food critics, local celebrities, and influencers to talk about their experiences and perspectives on the food industry. Yeah, how many people invite food critics? Zero.
Yeah, but it would be good. But really now, you know, that I think you're right in the, you know, ask your customers and stuff, because as much as the food critics, I'm not going to say they're not important. I think they're less important than they ever have.
Well, because they are here, but in Toronto.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I think
bigger cities maybe.
Yeah, no, and I think they have less influence than we ever thought they did. Like
back in the day, let's say 20 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. I think more important now is your direct relationship with your customers, because I think put that critic category is really broad, because really every customer is your critic, and every individual customer is probably more important than what that critic is. They have less influence than we think, and we should probably be trying to connect more directly with our customer than through critics.
But influencers, for sure. I got asked to go to a restaurant this week.
Because if you invite them to your restaurant, and really you should be extending that invitation to everybody, not just to the influencers, right? And this medium gives you the power to do that, because your restaurant might be presented to thousands of people, even though you don't know it, which is the cool part about this whole thing. Like, you never had the power to do this 20 years ago. You would have to spend thousands of dollars with a flyer distribution company or yellow pages, whatever. But you would have had to spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to get that reach. And now you could probably do it for less than $20. What your investment's going to be your time more than anything. And even that said, it could be as little as a half an hour. It's pretty cool if you think about if you went from a pure time perspective, it's the most bang for your buck ever in advertising.
100%.
Ever, ever, ever. And the reality of that is, it seems like the cost is getting lower and lower versus higher and higher. So our reach is getting deeper, and our costs are becoming less and less, because, you know, we have a studio in our hands with our phone, right? We've got this thing that gives us the power to do so many things.
100%.
What's number, what are we, number seven or number three?
Eight.
Number eight.
Number nine, interactive Q&A sessions.
Cool.
Engage with your audience by answering their question in specific episodes, creating a more interactive and personal experience.
Yeah.
I see that. There's a guy on TikTok. Every night I watch him, and he gets like 2 or 3,000 people asking him questions about the restaurant industry.
Yeah, the last not a podcast live late night show we did, there was quite a few. There was quite a few questions that night that we answered. And
it's Monday. It's a little dry.
Well, the cool thing is once I think once you establish your, you know, your frequency, is people will ask questions.
Maybe we should this whole week. We should dedicate this whole week. When we have guests on this whole week. If we should ask them if a restaurant should have a podcast. That'll be the question we ask all week, our guests.
I think we should ask it always.
We should.
Well, and extend that to not even just any restaurant. Should my contract feeder have a podcast?
Okay, I could get into a million different events. Should have a podcast. Every event should have a podcast.
Yes.
Agreed. Every concert should have a podcast.
Yes.
Well, you know, did you see the last show that Kiss did in New York at Madison Square Gardens?
No.
Before the show, they had this interview and they were interviewing different people and different guests that the band knew and stuff like this. It was a podcast. It was literally like a podcast. Cool. And I was like, wow, that could live on. And the viewership was ridiculously huge. It was awesome. It was warming up. And I'm sitting there going, that's a podcast that would live forever, right? We want to hear those stories. And it's another channel, right? Doesn't cost anything. Number 10, cooking classes or tutorials.
Oh,
offer
cool.
Virtual cooking classes or tutorials, guiding listeners through the process of making some of your signature dishes. So it doesn't need to be visual. You don't need video like we have today. You could just do audio. And you could tell them. You could have one of those late night talking like Matthew McConaughey, whatever his name is. Matthew, where he does like late night. Let me tell you. You know, like he's you know, right? Close your eyes. You know, like was that guy?
I know. I
and you know, I have Matthew, you know, go to bed.
Well, I, and I have no desire to for some reason. I'd rather watch. You'll hear, you know, I'm watching some guy in Sault Ste. Marie.
You don't do that guy?
No, snow blowing driveways is more appealing to me than listening to Matthew McConaughey. But I, you know, I would.
I got the farmers at the fall.
I'm excited by this topic is I'd rather hear the story. For me, I'd rather hear the story about the local restaurant, the local food service place, the local, a company helping people get off the street. I want to hear those stories more than I want to hear. So I don't want to hear celebrities talk about them or anything they do. I don't want to hear about football teams or sports. That's not me. I know people want to listen to those things and that's cool. I kind of want to hear the more real stories about real people.
Well, there's other things out there to talk about. It gives other listeners to a choice. Well,
for sure. I think that's the beauty of this, right? Like those celebrities can have their podcasts and talk about whatever they want to talk about. And that's cool. And I think, again, this is the whole power of this whole medium is that we have millions of choices now on the stories we can listen to. And the more local ones they are, I think, again, people are underestimating the power of this medium in that those choices aren't there right now for the people like me that are interested in the local stories, right? They're getting there. I think it's starting to grow for sure. It's cool. And, you know, the U.S. number to the Canadian number tells us that they're probably a year or two ahead of us just in their penetration on how many podcasts or not podcasts. What was the number? It was like 2 million? Yeah, the number was more than double what Canada's by a percentage. It should be 10 times, but I think it was 15 or 20 times more for the U.S. So that says to me, Canada's kind of behind in where we are. So,
and that's okay. We'll get there.
Yeah, for sure.
It's all going up. Trust me.
Yeah.
So number 10 was cooking class tutorials. Number 11, community involvement. Share stories about your restaurant's involvement in local community events, charities, or causes, showcasing your commitment to the community.
100%. And if your business isn't doing that, and you probably are, you're just not telling anybody about it, I wouldn't say go out and scream at the top of your lungs.
No, but you can support those charities by maybe doing something.
Support them. And I think what the cool thing about what we're seeing here is this is your opportunity to help those organizations as well, because they might not have the voice that you are by doing this, by doing your podcast, right? And all of a sudden you're gonna help them get recognition and get exposure by what you're doing.
Do you remember Taste of Edmonton? We interviewed a lot of charities like that.
Yeah, it was cool.
I had one reach out last week asking about the interviews that we were doing in Edmonton. If we could help them out this spring.
Yeah, it was like 40 plus, right, that we did over a couple of days, maybe more.
52.
52. Wow.
That was a world record. 4 days, 52 and plus 40.
Yeah, wow.
And you're coming back. Dominic, we're doing round two.
You're awesome.
Number 12, Culinary Journeys. Great episodes that explore the culinary traditions and histories of different cuisines that inspire your menu.
That'd be awesome too.
Wouldn't that be cool? Chefs would just get into that. You could get the owner on there. Oh, you could bring in experts. Oh.
Well, especially if you've been a business that's been around a long time, that history is going to be pretty deep. Oh. Right? Would be awesome. And again, back to people want to know. You'd be surprised how much people want to know.
Oh, what's the first thing that happens when an owner sits down and is like, he comes and visits you in the restaurant? He tells a story. And it's usually a story about something his restaurant did 10, 20 years ago. Or let me tell you about what we did here way back in the day. Blah, blah, blah. Some of these restaurants said in this book that I got are like around since 1917.
Yeah, it's awesome. There's
a lot of history, man. Not to tell. We have to tell more of them.
Yeah.
Another reason why every restaurant should have a podcast. There's 12 reasons, Dominic.
Cool. Yeah, and there's probably 50,000 other ones that we haven't talked about, right?
Well, there could be. Like everything. Like I just think about nights, like different nights, you could have different people coming up and be like, hey, do you want to jump on the podcast? We'll record a show with you right now while you enjoy your pizza. Right? Yeah. Or do you want to listen to it? Here's our show. We're doing it live. Grab your phone. Let's follow me. And you can listen on your table live right now, that booth. QR code. Awesome. Put them on your pizza boxes, your code, your QR code to your podcast, on your pizza box, on your takeout container, bills, advertising, wall, drive by the restaurant, big QR code and says, listen to our podcast, and you wouldn't believe how many restaurants or people listen to it. If it's good. These are good topics.
It's so cool.
There you go. Well, let's wrap up because it's getting late.
Wow.
That was an hour. Talking about why your restaurant should have a podcast.
And we barely scratched the surface.
Exactly. We can get into marketing, branding, all the other things that you can add.
And let's tell everybody there's no financial gain for the late show to
in Red Bull.
not even Red Bull. We're covering that sign up next time. But there you go. The only reason that we talk about this is because we believe. Yeah, I'm converted, right? You're preaching to the converted for me, but we believe that it's a vastly untapped medium for businesses, never mind restaurants, to get their voice out there. And I believe myself that businesses are overestimating the effort they have to put in to get it out there.
100%.
So,
well, I think the problem is they're like, where do I start? What do I do?
A&J will tell you, hey, step 1, 2, 3, 4, here's what to do. And I think you'll be really surprised how easy it's going to be for you to start. And, you know, just a Google search might tell you, here's what to do, right? Easiest way to start a podcast. Type that in.
Last point, you got two restaurants that you're going to pick to eat. One doesn't have a podcast. One does. I wonder how many people would go to the one that has a podcast that they can listen to all the different stories, all the different cool things that they're doing, everything else. The other one, all I could do is read reviews from people. We've done that before. That's 1990s. Right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, you're picking the one that's telling a little bit of a story about themselves, because
it's engagement.
This much experience. More.
It's creating an experience, Dominic, for you.
100%.
There you go. Schultzy, thanks for joining us over there. Say hi to Schultz.
Hi, Schultzy. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, thanks for showing. Schultzy, we'll get you on here one day. Anyways, to everyone else, thank you again, Dominic. Let's wrap up tonight. Another great show on the Late Night Show. And to everyone else, we're Monday to Friday as best we can. Stuff happens. I'll be in Calgary tomorrow.
Yeah, cool. Are we getting together tomorrow?
Yeah, we might. We might have to. Okay, cool. Yeah, well, we'll do that. Maybe we could do late night show at your place.
Yeah, let's do it.
Tuesday night. Right. But anyways, to everyone else, thanks again. Chef says great to see you guys. And to everyone else, please watch us Monday to Friday, late night, 9:30 Eastern time on LinkedIn Live, Instagram Live, and TikTok. This is by no means a podcast. This is not a podcast.
This is the late show. It's not a podcast late show. It's not a podcast.
You gotta get t-shirts. It's not a podcast.
It's not a podcast? Yeah, podcast.
No, not at all. But your restaurant should have a podcast. And if you don't believe me, watch this again, because we come up with some great ideas that you can do.
Yeah.
And you know what? Need help?
There's so many cool ones out there that
we haven't touched.
Yeah, there's some cool. Even if you're just watching again, if you're watching any videos, and as soon as you start watching them on any sort of medium, you know, they'll start coming up on your feed, and it'll just keep piquing your interest in kind of what the cool things that, like, there's so many places I want to go try in different cities. Yeah. I like, you know, lately I'm getting lots about Calgary, but I'm getting lots of feeds now coming through about places in Edmonton and Toronto and New York and Chicago. For some reason, I must have clicked on some, but some of the different, get your story out there, because people want to know, and people are back to traveling, which is the cool thing, and back to exploring what's in there, even in their own city, and they need to hear your story more than ever.
So it's simple, folks. Anyways, Dominic, you have a great evening. To everyone else,
everybody,
check us out, and you know what? Monday to Friday on the Late Night Show. I got to get your name on that site. I just noticed too.
SafeCheck1.com, www.safecheck1.com,
There we go.